It's the most wonderful time of the year. I'm in my car driving, my face, it is smiling, I'm full of great cheer. It's the most wonderful time, it's the best, greatest time, it's the wonderfulest time of the year. Thank you very much and good night. Why am I full of cheer and why is it the most wonderful time of the year, you little monkeys? No, it's because I am heading to play some soccer. It's Friday night, right after my shift. I got changed at work to my little Hungarian soccer uniform that I'm wearing tonight. Very proudly, I might add. And I'm driving across town, which is not very big, to play soccer at a school that I used to visit when I played volleyball in high school and soccer. The school is called St. Ignatius. It's about a 12 to 15 minute drive from my work. It's not very much, depending on traffic. And we're going to play soccer until about 9 p.m. I'm probably going to be ready to go around 7:20, 25. And an hour and a half is plenty for this 47-year-old collection of flesh, organs, bone, hair, teeth, and other wonderful creations that make me who I am and you who you are. Nothing is more exciting than at the end of the day thinking about going to play soccer. And now let's talk about Christmas. It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. You know why? Because here finally we got the snow that is going to make Christmas seem like Christmas. Perhaps once or twice in my entire lifetime here in Northern Ontario, there was a Christmas without snow. Maybe even less than twice, maybe just once. But we got a fair bit of snow the other day. The funny thing was, or the unfortunate thing, is it was wet snow. So if you didn't shovel it all away, which you couldn't have because it rained into the night, snowed into the night, by the morning, it just was a disaster. You could imagine what wet snow is like when it freezes, and then the plow comes by. It was really good. It's good in the fact that it looks like Christmas now. It's not that much snow. It seems like it was more when it fell. But you know what? It's still better than having an ugly gray Christmas. And I think the whole North American continent was under the El Nino heat wave, so to speak, where it was just basically raining everywhere. And I think, and I cannot confirm this, but I think most places got snow, but nothing too crazy. So for me, we're going to have a nice Christmas. This is not going to melt. It's going to be white and fun. So where was I? There's something I want to say. Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about Thunder Bay. How can I get to one part of the city in 15 or 20 minutes? Well, Thunder Bay is small. There's 130,000 or so people that live here. It was once two cities, Fort William and Port Arthur. We are on the head of the Great Lakes, if you look up Thunder Bay, Ontario. And it's not very busy driving conditions, especially this time of night. So I left work right at 7 o'clock and it's 7:11 right now. I'm going to be there. I'm only about 3 minutes away right now. So yeah, in less than 15 minutes, I'm going to get to my destination. Don't even need a GPS to make it here. Boom. I have one more day shift tomorrow and then a night shift Sunday night. And then I have a floater, so I'll have 5 days off in between that. I'm meaning to put out some sort of Christmassy fun on my podcast. If you are interested, stay tuned to this channel for more. But it's the most wonderful night of the week. Did I say year? Man, I meant to say week. How? That's it. I was going to do this. I had it kind of planned out. It was going to go like this. So let's do a take two. It's the most wonderful night of the week. Well, my face, it is... No. I'm in the car driving. My face, it is smiling because it's fitness I seek. It's the most wonderful night of the week. Thank you very much. I love you. Thank you. And good night.